This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
So Sue, it's been a long time since we've got together and discussed all things owls.
Sorry about that. Been on a bit of an owl holiday break.
I know, and you haven't been well.
Oh, I've been sick as an owl. Can you get sick as an owl?
I think so.
I definitely am then. It's been the most hideous. It's a head cold.
There's been lots of people have had it.
Do you want to talk about my phlegm?
Not particularly.
It's been phlegmy. Poor Susan. She's had to tolerate.
Poor love.
So much.
She puts up with a lot.
She does. And she probably puts up with more than anybody.
Oh.
Because the poor dolls, I'm not the easiest person to live with.
No.
Hey, watch it. But no, I'm lovely to live with.
Oh, yes.
But I think there's quirky things about me.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on a minute, Deflecto.
Oh, I know. I know Rails puts up with quite a lot from me as well.
Right. And so today's discussion is all about that.
The poor loves.
The poor loves and what they have to tolerate.
They must really love us.
They have to. I reckon though they, you know, if it was a hurdle thing, they've jumped many hurdles, you know, and they're still going.
They do need a medal.
They do need a medal. Very chariots of fire.
Yes.
Our GF. So we praise you at this point and we're sorry for everything that we've done, but we're not going to apologise for the fact that it's still going to come your way.
Yeah, and there's still going to be more to come in the future.
Absolutely.
Sorry about that.
My poor GF.
Yes.
And me being on the radio and, you know, doing the podcast, she's a brunt of a few kind of jokes and things.
We do mention them quite often because, quite frankly, it's radio gold.
It's radio gold. Mm. And sometimes she does something and I think, oh, thanks for the material. I run off and write it in my little book.
We do embellish slightly.
Oh, heaps. But that's half the fun.
I know.
Can I give you an example of
that? Yes, please do.
She gave me stink eye recently. Fun stink eye.
Yeah.
Because I told a tale.
Oh, a tale, an intimate tale?
An intimate tale.
Right.
That really pretty much wasn't true.
Okay.
So had a dinner with a big group of mates the other week.
Right.
And they were going, oh, you know, where is she?
Yes.
I said, oh, out, you know, she's going to have one of those nights again.
Oh.
Which was sort of true.
Yeah.
You know, she was out with her friend, work colleagues, friends, whatever, haven't had been tricky poos.
Mm.
So that's good. But I referred to an incident which didn't really happen. Well, it sort of happened, but I embellished it.
Okay.
And told them all about that. And basically I said that the last time she had done that with that group of people, she'd come home very early in the morning and I think she fell asleep in the garden for a period of time, at which point I left her there and then she had to find her way in and then pretty much if I'd lit a flame, you know, the whole bed would have gone like that.
You weren't talking about me. That happened to me.
No.
A few months ago.
Did it?
I went out for a work function and caught the bus home and fell asleep in the front yard of the veterinary surgeon for a while.
You felt like you needed neutering?
Well, no, I just couldn't walk any further from the bus stop. I was only there for half an hour, I think. But I can understand that could happen. It's not a stretch.
Well, it was a stretch for my GF. Now it's for yours. You actually fell asleep in the front yard of a vet.
Well, yeah, because it was near the bus stop and I thought I'd sit down on a sidewalk.
Shame on you.
And I just sort of like fell over.
Was it a 24-hour vet? Because then you would have at least had company.
No, they weren't open, thank goodness.
Anybody put a tag on you? Please return. They could have got the lost dogs home van to come and pick you up at that stage.
I know.
Poor dolls.
So it's good that Rails is not on air because she could use that material.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. I would have used that material.
Okay. So anyway, so poor Susan's, you've been making up lies.
I've been making up lies.
Lies.
So told the friends and they're going, oh my God. So I told her. I said, oh yeah, they're going to, you know, give you a stick.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm.
And she said, you told them what? And I go, you're not there. You can't have any say.
No.
And then it's just sort of like, she's just hoped it's kind of dissipated.
I was going to say, next time she meets those people, will they raise it?
Possibly.
Oh.
Possibly. But then, you know what? Fair game.
Mm.
But it's all said in jest. Most people know I elaborate a tiny bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
Just a tad.
Yes.
But that's half the fun, isn't it, in our relationships, that they have to tolerate us.
They do.
And can I just bring up one thing, if I'm, you know, talking about myself?
Sure.
That something Rails has to tolerate from you, per se, would... Can I just put it under one umbrella?
Oh, dear.
Body functions.
Oh.
Come on, Lise.
I have been known to be a little bit flatulent.
Loud.
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 Yeah, but she thinks it's funny.
Yes.
No. Well, actually, she probably doesn't, but she goes, you are ridiculous.
That's what you say when you don't know what to say.
Well, I know. So if we're in a department store, and I don't know why it is about department stores, you know, like a, I don't know, a spotlight.
They give you gas.
It's quiet in there when you're in the... You know, the haberdashery aisle, and all of a sudden, rah,
she goes, and then you can't move.
She runs away. She goes, I don't know you.
Do you pre-know?
No. That's the funny thing. She reckons I do. I don't.
You don't pre-know.
I think it's just standing around. It makes me flatulent.
Well, then don't stand. Walk briskly. Do what you need to do, but don't do that.
It's only that. It's only I don't burp.
You're not. I'm a burper.
I'm not a burper.
I'm not allowed to burp at dinner, though. That's a rule.
Oh, okay.
There's no burping at dinner.
Well, you'd be right in China. Don't they burp? Isn't it?
I don't. Yeah, there is. There is. Yeah, it's a different cultural thing. But in my culture, in my home, no to burp.
No to burp.
No to burp at the dinner.
Okay.
But.
I don't fart at the dinner table.
Well, that's good to know.
No.
And that's why we're allowed to still have dinner together, I
think.
That
is true.
But in talking about that, though, Rails, you put up with the whole snoring thing.
Oh, yes. Rails is a bit of a snorer.
Mm.
Sorry, Rails. I'm gonna...
Sorry, love.
Yeah.
So but actually, we're apologising for what we just said. We do.
We do. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, you're not here. Can't support yourself.
That is true. So, yeah, she does tend to snore quite loudly.
Mm.
And it's not just the snoring. It's the blowing.
What do you mean?
Well, she snores and she'll go the... whatever. But then there's the, the whistle, the... And if she's lying on a side next to me, it blows in my face. I hate it.
Wrong. What do you do? Do you get a pillow?
I have to either roll over or I hold her nose. And she wakes up. And because if you do that, they stop breathing.
Well, that's not good to know because you don't want to kill her overnight.
But they don't know that you've woke them up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you get away with that?
You can.
How do you, like, because you've got to reach over. Yeah, that means you've got to, like, click back real quick, don't you?
Well, no, because she's blowing on my face, so she's facing me.
Oh, so you just do like a quick snip.
Yeah.
Like when you play Have I Got Your Nose.
Yes, but gently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like flick them like that.
Mm.
That'd be awkward, wouldn't it? Imagine waking up, right, and there's a pillow over your head. Someone about to grab your nose.
But she does say, oh, just give me a shove. And I go, I've given up because I have to do it all the time. So I actually sleep with earplugs now, Sue.
Oh, is that uncomfortable?
I'm used to it now. I have a certain set that I've managed to find.
Oh,
that,
right.
You know, they get replaced quite regularly.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, I know, because they're like little putty things. And, yeah, replace them quite regularly, but blocks off the snoring. So
what about your alarm, though, in the morning?
Oh, actually,
is that a problem?
I have slept through my alarm a few times. Because, so it's a balance.
Yeah, like maybe have one earphone in.
No, but you can still hear it.
Oh, yeah. You could probably have that one on the pillow. No, that's not going to work.
No,
I'm sure you've gone through it all.
I've tried it all, Sue.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's
I do
just
snore
part of the
too.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But she can sleep through a damn thunderstorm and, you know, the TV on and all that sort of stuff. I can't do any noise whatsoever.
No.
Mm.
She's hassling me. Well, lucky because you do make stories up about poor Rails.
Honey.
Or elaborate.
I elaborate.
I wouldn't say you make them up. I make them up.
She does snore. That's true.
That's true.
Mm.
That is. And there are other things, Lisa, that our poor GFs have had to tolerate.
They tolerate a lot from us.
They do. And we're going to talk about that right after this.
You've been listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue on Joy 94.9.
What was the name?
Listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
Oh, Sue, those poor girlfriends.
Oh, they deserve it.
They deserve us.
They've got us, so they deserve what comes with us.
I'm a damn good catch.
You are a great catch, my love. But I tell you what, I've had a road trip or two with you.
I know.
And you're pretty easy.
I'm pretty easy to get along with, generally.
Yeah, you know, no drama.
Mm.
You know, however.
Yes.
I'm not sure about the same case. Because Susan and I do lots of road trips.
Yes.
You know, we go down to the peninsula. Where
you go to Gippsland.
Exactly. Quite lovely. But she's easy to travel with.
Yes. Yes.
And I think I'm easy to travel with for the first half hour.
Oh, do you get bored?
I'll get bored.
Okay.
I'll get bored.
Mm.
But I don't always want to listen to the same things that she wants to listen
to. Oh, I know.
Tell me, like, what do you have the drama? Do you have a radio, not a battle? Do you like my battle?
Battle.
Yeah, intonation there. Do you have that kind of, you get 30 minutes, I get 30 minutes, or do you just like tolerate?
I generally just tolerate, but sometimes I just have to go, oh, can we listen to something else?
Oh, anything but the bloody sport channel.
If I listen to SEN and the Footy Fix show.
And Brian talking about it, and yeah, Johnny did a hamstring and he should be out for 2 weeks, but he'll be back and he'll be better than ever.
Absolutely. That is the thing. I don't mind listening to the footy.
When I can't stand that either.
The calling and the football, but the whole pre-game, pre-after-game discussion about whose groin and whose hamstring is whatever.
Oh, and he got a good rub. I don't want to know.
Okay, what is that?
I don't want to know. I don't care.
I don't care about the stats.
No. So you know what I did?
Oh.
I thought I need a strategy.
Right.
So I went off to a major chain store and I found a 5-CD pack.
Oh.
Of 80s tracks.
Oh, I love a good 80s track.
So at any opportunity now, I pre-think this moment.
Mm.
I don't want to look at the sports grid, but I know something's going to be out there.
I know.
So I have a CD in ready. So whenever there's a kind of moment that's like a break, it's like, oh, put that on.
Do you just go put it on? Do you just...
Well, you go, oh, yeah, we should listen to the music.
Oh.
And then you kind of put it on just at that moment while there's a break in the sports show.
Right, while it's half time.
Correct. And then you kind of like, they forget about it for a little bit.
I must try that.
It is really good.
Right.
Best $20 you'll ever spend.
Okay, because, you know, and it's either that or we have different taste in music as well.
Oh.
I mean, we have similar in some respects, but she likes that grungy radio station.
Does she?
She does. And I like old school music.
Well,
so
I'm
could go
you.
An 80s pack any day.
Oh, $20, Lise.
Mm. I like to sing to songs I know the words to.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I don't want to be doing any rap.
No.
I just can't deal with it.
I'm not dealing with any rap at all.
No.
Look, I'm not that shy, I would say.
I usually just let it go.
I know, in supermarkets generally. That's a whole other story.
That is true.
No, but I'll have a bit of a sing.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but I can't sing.
You can't sing.
I am a terrible singer. Lovely person.
Yeah.
Hideous singer.
I've heard you try to do a rendition of Kate Bush.
Oh, I ran down that hill. I should have just jumped off it because it was just shocking.
It is.
Sorry about that. But I can't sing.
Got to have a crack, though.
But the poor GF has to tolerate.
Yes. Rails has to tolerate my music choices as well, because she was a big rock fan, you know, sort of thing. Growing up. No, we're talking Bowie and all that sort of stuff, that sort of thing. And I was more pop.
Were you more ABBA?
ABBA, probably, you know, Wham, all those sort of like, all that sort of stuff. So that's a bit lame in her eyes.
But that's when they need to just do what we say.
They do. They need
to. You know. If they just like kind of got on board with this is the way it is, we'd be fine. And they do that with 99% of the time.
That is true.
Except the bloody sports channel.
I know.
What is it with that?
And if it's not football, it's cricket, it's basketball, it's, I don't know, we're sports widows.
Maybe we're just the weird ones.
We're the weird lesbians that don't like sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, well, as long as they stay with us, I think that's a good enough point for us.
You've been listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Owls, wise animals, also apex predators. Sounds like Lisa and somebody else, Sue, perhaps?
Sport, Sue. I just don't get it.
I don't get it. And you know something else I don't get?
What's that?
Well, I mean, I like it. The lovey-dovey hardy thing.
Oh.
You know. And I think we're at a good level.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't want to go more.
Okay. No more OTT.
Yeah.
Displays of lovey-dovey.
And I do like that. So poor GF has to tolerate a lot of that because I like that kind of, you know. But I also like mine, spacey kind of thing.
Okay. So you're talking about the cutesy words to each other?
That's a no.
That's a no.
So I don't know whether...
No pet names?
No. Oh, is love?
You call a love, though, a lot.
Love.
Hi, love.
Sweet.
Hi,
sweetie.
Love.
Yeah, no, I do.
You do.
Oh, my Lord, I do. I've just come out.
I know, because it's often when, you know, we're out for dinner or whatever, you go, hi, love.
I do. I call her love a lot. You're looking at me funny, you cat.
No.
What do you do?
Oh, we do this stupid thing.
Here we go.
No. Well, no, it's cute.
Right.
So she calls me Chooch and I call her Charch. I don't know why.
Chooch and Charch.
Yeah, she goes, hi, Chooch. And I go, hi, Charch.
Oh, they have to tolerate so much from us. Who started that?
I don't know. And I don't even know where it came from, but it's just, it's snowboard now.
It's time to finish it.
No. Well, what? It's better than, hello.
Hey, you watch it.
No,
do you
I'm
call
joking.
Each other? No, do you call each other your names?
Yeah, but then sometimes, like the other day, I called her. Oh, Rails. She goes, you never call me Rails. Everybody else calls her Rails,
right?
Or Razor.
Razor.
Her mates call her Razor, and I called her Razor one day, and she's like, looked at me as much as say, what?
Oh my Lord!
What are you doing?
But look, no, Susan and I are quite affectionate to each other, and that's really lovely. And that's hence why love.
Love. Yep.
But we have lots of like love hearty things, you know, in Texas, which is really nice.
Yes.
I like it. But then with that comes complications.
I know, especially if you send them to the wrong person, Susan.
I'm really sorry I sent you love hearts the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I was a little bit concerned because I thought, oh, was there something that I missed last time we caught up for dinner?
I know. Maybe it's like, oh my, Sue's got feelings.
You didn't know that you'd sent me that.
No, I didn't.
So I just said,
You ignored it, really.
I don't think this was for me.
Yeah, and then you came back after a long pause, shall I say.
Well, I didn't know what to do.
Well, I didn't know that you didn't know what to do because I didn't know I'd done it.
Well, that's right. Well, can you imagine if I didn't do anything and then you realised, you know, had a go at Susan for not responding to your lovey-dovey text?
That's true.
And I said, you know, you didn't even get back to me.
Yeah, I sent you hearts. I got nothing
and
back.
And she goes, no, you didn't. And then you realise I sent it to Lisa.
I sent them to you.
And then you go, oh, that bitch didn't even tell me that she sent me them.
You could have actually replied back going, oh, thank you, love you too. At least I would have laughed. But no, I spent the day struggling. No, my partner didn't respond with her usual hearts. But no. Thanks, Lise.
That's okay. I didn't know what to do.
Mind you, talking about that, let's just throw that one back at you. The day that you asked me to get bread on the way home. I wasn't planning to go to your home nor deliver you bread.
Well, we needed bread though,
yeah,
Susan.
But I think the GFs have to put up with the fact that we do communicate a lot with each other.
Yeah, we do.
And we have a lot of fun with each other, you know, in the text and that kind of thing.
That is true.
But then we kind of forget, because you do, you have your own dialogue between your partner and your whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then it kind of blends and crosses over. And if I go to message you, I'll more than likely put a, you know, an X on the end of it or 10.
That's like when you're at work sometimes if I've been speaking to, you know, Rails and if I was like XX and you go, oh, I've just sent that to my boss. What was I thinking?
Oh, have you done that? I sent out an inappropriate email the other day by complete accident.
Oh, that's just not good.
So, no. I was supposed to send out an acronym, so the letter ASD. Right.
Right.
Within the headline of this email.
And you just put sad?
No. autocorrect came in and because it related to an online course.
Right.
Right. So it was this course that you could do online and that was fantastic. And I was sharing that.
Right.
Good professional learning opportunity,
yes,
I thought.
Yes, of course.
Until autocorrect came in. And I sent out to quite a number of people.
Yep.
Tens of, you know, like lots of people. Ask online course.
Ask. Oh my goodness.
It was quite the embarrassing
moment. You always get the people that are going, oh, did you mean to send that, Susan?
And then you didn't. But as soon as it's sent and it comes back to your inbox, because you know you send it out and you get it back.
Oh, you go,
oh, shit.
You can try to recall it.
Can you?
Yeah,
it's already out.
No, you can recall messages. But
can you?
Often some people are so quick because they've got nothing better to do than their time.
Well, it pops up.
Well, they've opened it, so you can't recall something that's been opened.
Opened once.
Yeah, so for example, if you've got a list of 20 people and you can recall a message, so it'll recall 18 of them because two people have opened it.
Oh, you are a wealth of information.
I know, because I've done something like that.
Have you?
Yeah, and then I only had to deal with two people.
Had to deal with them?
Oh, well, I just said, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. You are an ass, but anyway.
I just got best line ever.
Oh, I know.
I want to enroll in this course, you know,
because
that's the way it goes. But we digress anyway.
We do.
Sorry about that.
Our poor girlfriends.
I know, but they, you know what? It's get what you're given.
I know. And they're going to have to put up with this 24/7. And your girlfriend is going to have to put up with my girlfriend and vice versa, because we're going away on a trip shortly.
Can't wait.
I know.
But I've been thinking about that and I think it's a win-win.
Okay. Why's that?
Well, in relation to tolerating us, right?
They get to know what we have to put up with.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if we're going on a trip, they can sit together.
Sports queens.
Sports queens.
And we'll go shopping.
We're shopping or doing 80s tunes. If you are shopping, I know that I need to keep you walking and busy.
Yes.
So you don't fart.
Not lingering in a department store.
That's the one. So quite happy to shop with you while they're watching sport.
Yes.
But I know, right? I am going to make you go from aisle 1 to 10 in 10 minutes or less.
Right.
So that's easy.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
We have a complete relationship of making fun of each other.
That's true.
So there's no problem there.
So we'll have plenty of fodder for when we get back.
And there you go.
And we may even record something while we're over there.
We certainly will.
Mm. So it's time for us to go then, Sue.
Oh, not already.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, never mind, but we will be back.
So until next time,
stay safe
and stay tuned. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at ours@joy.org.au or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.